The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Christ said 2,000 years ago that before his return, there would be wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes in many places. The sea would rage. In other words, tidal waves, unimaginable. And the wars, there would be nation against nation or kingdom against kingdom, which would be within a nation. There would be conflict, race against race, ethnos against ethnos, nations, one country against another country. There would be a fight for global control of the world, world hegemony. Israel would have wars with the terrorist groups surrounding her nation. Conflict always. Religious wars. There would be war between good and evil, between God and Lucifer. This would be the condition of the world prior to Christ's return, his second coming. We're witnessing exactly what he said would happen. It has come to pass. Conflict everywhere. You have a unipolar world system fighting to control globally, and a multipolar world system fighting to against the unipolar world system. Russia and America. China against America. England against Russia. NATO nations being forced to go along with a unipolar plan led by the United States of America. There's going to be a Russian war. Before the Russian war, there's going to be a war in Israel in the Middle East. Right now, there's talk of Iran going to war with Saudi Arabia. That won't happen. They do have conflict. There are problems. There are threats. That's not the first war that's going to take place. Already, the first war has begun. America cannot allow Russia or Vladimir Putin to continue to be successful in the objectives that he has considered, that he has been successful in bringing into the political world internationally. One of his objectives, BRICS, the BRICS Trading Network Group, the BRICS economy. More nations are in favor of that kind of a system, multipolar world, where a collective of people or of nations, for the sake of their peoples, can work together. This was initially the purpose of the UN, but no. The UN, it was a failure because it was always controlled by the United States of America. Since World War II, the United States has slowly made its objectives known. We, America, will rule the world. No one will interfere. We will make the treaties, the Marshall Plan, etc. We will decide who is going to get what, how they're going to position themselves as nations, especially in the EU. What we're going to do to Germany. We're going to punish Germany temporarily, but eventually, to control Europe, we have to let Germany come back to power. Germany has to prosper economically, and one thing we're going to do is we're going to take a divided Germany and we're going to make a united Germany. Part of the plan, we're going to take Eastern Germany out of control of the Soviets. And to do that, we're going to bring hardships upon the Soviet Union so that they're going to be forced to tap out, which they did. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take European nations. We're going to begin with the plan of NATO nations. It's going to be an alliance, a treaty amongst the nations to use their armies to protect Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, from Russia, which they did, but they couldn't keep Russia down. In the 8th round, Russia came back. In the 9th round, Russia continued to get stronger. Now, in the 12th round, Russia is ready for a knockout, the knockout punch to win the contest. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
So Russia has not been able to be taken out of this fight. In fact, Russia's getting stronger. Well, there's going to be two big battles initially. The one has already started. Things have been set in motion with Russia being forced to move into Ukraine. But now, it appears as if Benjamin Netanyahu, he's going to once again be the Prime Minister of Israel. Well, this is very tragic news for the United States. This is tragic news for the New World Order, to the Western globalists. You see, they have never really cared much for Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin. But the present, just the prime minister, I can't remember his name, that is being replaced. This was a U.S. plant. This was the gentleman or the individual, the prime minister of Israel, that the United States was going to use to begin negotiations once again with the Palestinians. And the Israeli people didn't like the direction this man was taking Israel. Now, this is pretty much going to cancel peace with the Palestinians, the conflicts that they've had for all these decades, and it's going to end the possibility of a Palestinian state. This is not what the New World Order wanted. They did not want interference. They have been hoping that at some point there would be a Palestinian state which would weaken Israel as a nation. The Arab nations were hoping for the same thing. Well, and because there's not going to be any peace, it means continual conflict and instability for that region. The New World Order globalists didn't want this. Then I'd also mentioned before, you know, on my program a couple, 3 years ago, the open forum where I began doing radio programs here on KHNC. I'd mentioned years ago that it was my feeling that I knew there was a coming war going to take place with Israel and the terrorist nations that surround Israel, the terrorist groups in these nations, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, in the Gaza Strip, within Israelis, basically their borders, and possibly Western Saudi Arabia. I've been mentioning there was a war coming. I'd mentioned that I felt that Benjamin Netanyahu, he has a type of disposition, resolve as prime minister to actually go to war, which he did during his last term, with the terrorists. He did. He was very successful. Once again, the United States, European nations, the UN, they immediately, with the Palestinians, on the Americans, helping the Palestinians and other nations, once again, were able to end the conflict that was about a year ago. I'm trying to remember when. And they ended that conflict. Well, they just postponed it. It was like the middle round, or it was like halftime. No, this period from that time to the present has given the terrorist groups time to rearm, regroup, to supply themselves with everything needed. And they each have their own, they're very divided on the direction they want to go. This group wants to rule this area, and this group wants to rule that area, and this one group wants to rule all of the terrorist groups. Hamas doesn't want to be controlled by Hezbollah and vice versa. Benjamin Netanyahu proved to the world and to America that, and Trump did nothing. Trump just allowed what needed to take place to take place. Biden would not have allowed it. But Benjamin Netanyahu He was a man that had the resolve, the temperament, and now he's going to be prime minister, I believe, once again. Now, when this coming war that is prophesied and told about, King David told about this coming war at the end of the world before the coming of their Messiah, or we in the Christian world before the return of our Savior, we are going to witness this conflict. It was in Psalm chapter 83. We're seeing this develop right now. Once Benjamin Netanyahu comes in again as prime minister, and I believe he will, then there will be, it will be the perfect timing for this war to take place. In Psalm 83, it does tell you the nations that are involved, and it tells you that this war is going to be quick. It is going to be fast, lightning fast. It's going to be short. It's going to be intense. But Israel is going to win these wars. And Israel is going to take out the terrorist groups in the present-day Jordan. And Israel will occupy Jordan. Israel will take over that area and occupy that area. It will become Israeli territory, monitored and secured by Israel. Israel will also take out the city of Damascus, completely eliminate that city. I believe, if I understand what the scripture said, that Bashar Assad and the royalty of Syria, they're not going to be murdered. They're going to be taken captive. And if you murder them or do away with them, dispense of them and their power, that is going to cause international, the international community, they are going to scream. But because I believe that the Jewish people, the Israeli forces, are going to take these families alive as prisoners, there's going to be a greater outrage, even more so than if they were to actually die in the wars. To take royalty captive, this is unacceptable. But that, I believe, that's what's going to happen. Now, this coming war in the Middle East is going to happen before the Great War, when Russia comes with all the other nations. Now, I'm going to present a thought to you today, that Israel is going to be successful. The war is going to, like I said, it's going to be short. It's going to be intense. It's going to be over. And when it is over, it's going to change everything that's happening in Ukraine. It's going to change everything in the Middle East. You're going to see, and another thing too, before I forget, according to the Bible, when Benjamin Netanyahu, I'll say Netanyahu because I don't see anybody else in Israeli politics that has a resolve to protect Israel like Benjamin Netanyahu, or to protect the Jewish people, or to deal with the enemies of Israel. I don't see anybody else that has that personality. When he's finished, then, as this war begins and the tensions begin and it appears as if there's going to be great conflict, the United Nations is going to step in. The United States is going to attempt to step in. European nations and the Arab nations, Saudi Arabia, all of the big brother of the Saudi brothers is going to try to step in, of the Arab brothers. But this time, according to the Bible, God is not going to allow the United States to dictate a thing, or Russia, or China, or NATO or any, I should say, the European nations or the UN. Nobody, no nation, no group of nations is going to interfere with this battle. God, this time, forbids it. Prophecy forbids the United States or a group of nations. You can get China, Russia, and India. You can get America, Canada, England. They're not going to interfere. God is not going to allow it. This battle will take place. Israel must take that area of present-day Jordan. Israel needs that for her future. It's going to be a place where Israel, the Jewish people, when the time of Antichrist, when he comes to power in the last half of his power, his term of power, a seven-year period, he'll get the last 3.5 years, he's going to attack the Jewish people like never before. And the Jewish people have to flee to that area. It's called Petra. They have to flee east of the Jordan River into the mountains of present-day Jordan. But again, the Bible says the United States, Joe Biden, if he's still in that seat, or Barack Obama when he returns, will not be able to interfere. Nobody can stop Netanyahu from being victorious in that war. Nobody can interfere with him. And he is going to be extremely victorious. In the Gaza Strip, he is going to take out the terrorist groups completely. The Israeli army will go in and clean house. Damascus, the brain center of all the terrorist activity since 1948, is going to be completely destroyed. It's called the Palaces of Ben-Hadad. And Ben-Hadad is a god that these people worship. It is the god of fire. Well, that is how Damascus is going to be destroyed by fire. And Damascus will never, ever be occupied ever again. Israel is going into Lebanon. We'll take out the terrorist groups there. Present-day Jordan again. Probably some terrorist groups down to the south and east in western Saudi Arabia. Israel is going to be completely, totally victorious. This is going to change. It's going to cause a shift in what Russia is doing. Russia is going to have to refocus according to the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I'm telling you ahead of time, this audience, I have the opportunity, I have the ability and the privilege to be here to tell you what's going to happen. This way you know. You don't have to believe me. You may think my interpretation is off. I must be like Joe Biden. No, I don't even compare myself to him. You might think that I am too far out there. Well, I might be far out, too far out. But it's okay. Time is going to tell how far out I am or not. Okay, we'll be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, be back in a few minutes.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
It's just extra fire!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever seem to be.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further, a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have.
And as we continue, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, 9 to noon. Podcasts are also on khnc.com. Now, Israel, there is going to go to war. And no one is going to interfere this time. This next conflict is not going to be a 30-day or 10-day or 15 or 30-day war. This next time, this war, when it begins, this conflict, when it begins, this time it's going to be finished. No one, no nation is going to interfere. And I believe it will be Benjamin Netanyahu that will be the prime minister who will direct that battle. We're going to see. It may be someone else, but I don't see anybody else in Israeli politics that has this kind of resolve. Netanyahu, 73, he's young, he has all of his mental faculties, abilities, thought process, not like some that we know. You're not going to stop this coming war. Now, then after that, Russia is going to come. Now, I've been discussing that some of the nations that are going to come with Russia would be Iran and some of the nations of the old Soviet bloc. I do believe Turkey. I don't know. Turkey for sure. I do believe also forces from Ukraine. And because Ukraine is full of Nazi forces, the Nazis would love to be able to move their troops down to the mountains of Israel to fight, to help destroy Israel. Libya, terrorist groups out of Libya also will come. They won't be in the initial war with Israel when Israel fights the surrounding terrorist groups, but terrorist groups out of Libya and Ethiopia will come later from North Africa. I'm going to present something to you, and we're going to see what develops. I also feel that in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, one of the other important nations that are going to come is going to be Germany with Russia. And I have tried to look at the nations involved and try to make sure that I'm, seeing things accurately. But I do believe Germany is going to have forces come also. And I, as time goes on, I feel more confident that Germany is going to also come with Russia. Now, I'm going to go now with that thought. Hang on to it. You have a unipolar world. The United States is the head of the unipolar world system, structure. The multipolar world structure, which was basically inspired by Vladimir Putin. It is a multipolar system where you have China, Brazil, India, South America, or a South African nation, the nations of South Africa. And now there are many other nations that are part of that. Well, China eventually has her own ambitions to be the world hegemon in the future by 2049. And Russia, in a sense, doesn't really, that's not the thinking presently. But when Russia is forced, and God is going to force Russia to come south, to Israel, to the mountains of Israel, east of the Jordan River. When Russia comes, all of the nations that will come with Russia, these other armies, Russia is to be a, to protect them, assist them, give them direction, to be the commander, in a sense, of this, these groups, these nations that come down with their armies. Well, once they come into the Middle East, should they be successful, which they won't, but let's just think for a second. Should Russia be successful in that campaign against Israel and take over present-day Jordan? That whole territory is bigger than Israel, the nation of Israel right now. If Russia can move and take over with these other nations that nation, that means Russia will control that area and the United States will never be able to fulfill the hegemonic plans that have been set in motion by the Rockefeller family and others in out of England, Cecil Rhodes, 120, 30 years ago. It will never come to pass. Russia will, there is going to be a shift from the multipolar world BRICS. China will be out of the picture because Russia would consider this group of nations that come with her, that would be the new company of power nations. Russia would share that power with these nations. And right now, Germany is torn between uni and multi. A unipolar world means Germany is controlled forever by empire, the United States. With the multipolar, the Russians and Germans have always got along together. Germany has the intellectual power, Russia too, but Russia had the resources. And with the resources of present-day Russia, down in Ukraine, I'm sorry, not Ukraine, Jordan, Russia would be able to control that whole area and those oceans. It would stop China from coming west. That cannot happen. There has to be Armageddon. So what I'm saying is that I do believe Germany is going to have to make a decision, unipolar or multipolar world, and is going to have to do something with Russia to share the coming power should Russia win that battle. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
So, I wanted to present that to you. Germany, I believe, is in a hard place. Do they go along with empire from this point forward, they are controlled by empire forever? The German people, I don't think, want to do that. Or do they go along with their compadres, Russia, when Russia moves down, because when, if Russia, let's assume again, Russia is successful You're going to have Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey. You're going to have some of the nations out of the old Soviet Empire, Armenia, possibly, Azerbaijan, trying to think of the other nations. And these nations are going to fare well after that victory that Russia would have moving south. She has a great, she's just expanded her territory to another territory or territory that is larger than present-day Israel. And she's sitting right in the heart of the Arab Empire. Israel to the west, present-day Israel. And these other nations, I'm pretty sure you would have a real quick change from a BRICS network to a new type of system. Yes, China, this would knock out Xi Jinping's plans to take over the world by 2049. And Germany, if Germany makes that move with Russia, Germany will also be a major part of the structure of a new world. It would not be the New World Order that we're looking at presently. It would be a new world that no one ever thought of. I do believe that Germany is going to be part of that for that reason. I had an article that I wanted to present today, and it was out of the Saker.is by a Michael Hudson. This was 2 days ago on November the 2nd. Germany's position in America's New World Order. So, Germany's going to have a position in America's New World Order. But what if Germany were to have a position in Russia's New World Order? Because you see, it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that Russia is to be a guard to those nations. What does Russia have to guard them from? A unipolar empire. A unipolar or a hegemonic power empire that controls Asia or Europe, the European nations, and NATO. So let's say that Germany would have a position in Russia's New World Order. This would end Klaus Schwab. This would end the digital system that's coming in. This would end the control of the metals trade in England and the United States. This would shift everything. It would truly change prophecy. That's why I say it cannot happen. But I do feel that Germany is going to have some military, there's going to be a part that Germany plays militarily when Russia comes south. And the plans that the United States has for the European nations is draconian. That's not even, that's to present it to you in a lightly, more than draconian. This is why the people of Europe right now are in arms. They are protesting. They are in panic, thinking about and watching. We don't see what's happening with the United States of America in Europe in the Ukrainian war. We in America, we don't care. Sports betting, travel, every luxury. Still, in spite of how difficult a time we're having in this country, still we are doing well and we're not, as a people, paying attention to what's happening. Now, in Europe, they know what is coming. They know the grip that empire has on the rulers of their nations. Macron, and I think it's Scholz out of Germany, the people out of Italy, even though this girl did win that race, still there are sanctions that the U.S. will put on these nations that, I mean, you know, it's like having to walk 100 miles, and one of the sanctions is if you go along with us, we will give you shoes. If you don't go along with us, we're going to sanction you. We're going to take the footwear, and you're going to go barefooted into the future. This is the kind of power that America has. The Saudi government, they are bailing on American control. They are jumping as quickly as they can to work with China, because they know China is the only nation they can depend on to save them from empire. And the other nations understand that too. We're watching things, pieces shift so quickly, we can't keep up with it. Rick Rodriguez, at least I can't. You guys can, but I can't. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play at Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for breath. Be happy. In every life we have some.
So should Russia be successful in the coming war, there would be a whole new power structure in the world. China would not be the hegemonic ruler in 2049. She's not going to be anyhow. She won't be here. Xi Jinping will not be here in 2049. He's a young man, but he still won't be here. Vladimir Putin, if he's the one that's going to take Russia to this coming conflict, and I do believe that he's still healthy enough to do that, this conflict, I'm presenting that it may, within the next, before the 2024 election, we will not get to that election. There will be a new power structure in the United States of America. I don't want to tell you that, but I cannot tell you a lie. There's going to be a new power structure in the good old U.S. of A. It's not going to be because you vote somebody in. It's going to be because somebody is going to take over, assume power unlawfully. and it's going to be the one who replaces Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still the president legally, constitutionally, of the United States of America. I say that because that's what the Bible says. The only individual that can really, Donald Trump is not replaced. He is not out of position as president of this country, though he's not in the White House. The Bible says that he is not replaced by Joe Biden. He must be replaced by somebody that has already been president before. That the only person that could replace him is Barry Satoro. That would be the Christian name of Barack Obama. When Barry Satoro resumes power, when he comes in unlawfully, illegally, then Donald Trump has been replaced. Donald Trump has not been replaced by Joe Biden. I'm telling you things that are way out there, too far out. But if you can see what the Bible says, and the prophecy is in a riddle in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, it's a riddle of seven kings. Eight administrations, seven kings to rule eight administrations. One king must rule twice. And he rules before Donald Trump rules, and he rules after Donald Trump, and he replaces Donald Trump. That individual is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not a leader. Joe Biden does not have that disposition. He is not a leader. He is a follower. He is told what to do, and he obeys. He's learned from the time he was a child to obey or else. Do I think that maybe he had some type of abuse as a child? All of the indicators, if you look at psychologically the patterns of these type of people, yes, there has been abuse. Like Caesar Nero and these type of individuals in the Roman Empire, there was... May the God of peace, may the Prince of Peace be with you tonight and through the weekend, Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Go to church on the radio. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you next week.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.